decision for patient Tanike Johnson, C-A-N-E-K-E, Tanike Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, date of birth 10/31/1988. Date of service 9/10/2025. Date of accident is 8/30/2025. He was a chief complaint or severe headaches, pain in the neck and lower back. History of the automobile accident is described as follows. On 8/30/2025, the patient was traveling as a restaurant driver in a Chevy Equinox. Near Wyoming and Auto Drive in Detroit, west side. The patient reports that she was stopped on a light, intersection light at Wyoming, while she was rear-ended by a Chrysler 200 car at 70 miles an hour. It was a three-car accident where this car first hit a Jeep and the Jeep hit the car. As a result, the car was totaled. The damage is to the rear end, which is completely broken. Frame is out of the frame is damaged and the car had to be towed. And the pictures of the car have been requested to the patient. Police report has been requested to the patient. Patient informed that she was wearing a seatbelt. She didn't know the actual speed of the car, but it was at least 70 miles. Airbag did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness and no, it was a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient was not taken to the hospital. She went to the emergency room next day at Extension Hospital. No X-rays, no CT scan was done. Lidocaine patch was provided. Muscle relaxer were provided. Injection for pain was given. Regarding the injury, patient reports that she was wearing a seatbelt and a seatbelt stopped her from hitting any hard surface. There was no direct trauma to any of her body part. She did not injure to anything. No bleeding, no laceration, no fractures, no other damage was reported. History of the presenting illness, patient is reporting headaches which are 8 or 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are daily, throbbing, located in the front, back, right temple, left temple, the vertex, all over. Moderate in intensity, sometimes severe, constant. Sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise. No nausea, vomiting, seizure or are associated. Symptoms of TBI that are reported are lack of focus, lack of concentration, fearful of the event. Patient denies any other symptoms of TBI like dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness or seizures. Patient denies ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory or forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion. Patient denies any vision problem like blurred vision, spots in the vision. Patient denies any taste problem or smell problem. Patient denies any TMJ problem. Additionally, patient has history of fatigue, anxiety and sleep disturbance. She denies any subtle anesthesia or any numbness, tingling or radiculopathy, and no lightheadedness, weakness are reported. No incontinence of the urine bowel are reported. No muscle weakness is reported in the extremities. Patient has a constant pain in the neck, which is around 7. Lower back pain is 9. Headaches are continuing to the tune of 9. Please review the records for rest of the pain history. The pains are reported to be continuous, described as throbbing, stabbing, sharp, aching. They vary from 4 to 8 in intensity. ADLs are affected 7. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, driving. Improved by nothing. The patient reports of no X-rays or MRI to be done. Regarding the treatment, patient has had no treatment at all. Please review the record for the system review, surgical history, allergy histories, family history, relationship status, employment, legal and personal history, as well as the ADL and diagnosis page. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 158 over 113. Pulse is 77. Pulse ox is 100. The patient is a 36-year-old African-American female of a good built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinus, jaundice, colon, colonic here. Sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished. No acute distress, shortness, breath, or severe pain faces are noticed. Patient does appear to be slightly anxious, but no lethargy. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any limping or any using any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including psychological, neurological, and musculature examinations that are completely normal. The musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation from template. Spine tenderness, none is noticed. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none is noticed. Hypertonicity is 0. Range of motion of the cervical spine. Forward flexion is 30. Extension 40. Bilateral side flexion 25. Bilateral rotation is 16. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30. Extension is 15. Bilateral side flexion 15. Bilateral rotation is 15. Hyperextension was painful at 20 degrees. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, the Hoffman sign was found to be negative. Sperling sign was positive. Lermit test is positive. Restriction test was positive. Sotoar test was negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test are negative. In lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. Bilaterally, CLR is positive bilaterally. Brudzinski Kernick test is negative. Breger test is negative. Chem test is positive. In the sacroiliac joint, mild tenderness is noticed bilaterally. And standing flexion test is negative. Iliac compression test negative. Distraction test is negative. Fiber test is positive bilaterally. And Gonsalon test is positive bilaterally. Extremities examination is completely unremarkable. Please use the template. No motor weakness. No carpal tunnel syndrome finding. Normal reflexive, normal pulses, normal testing. Quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. Gait is normal. Please review the diagnosis page. Plan of care from the template. Treatment plan. Patient is ordered a physical therapy to continue from neck, mid back, lower back, both SI joints for possible sacroiliitis 3 times a week with traction massage, aquatherapy to begin. Patient is released to regular work, but housework replacement and case management is ordered. Medications are provided, Mobix 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Protrim 50 mg ERN for pain relief, Alovil 50 mg at night for stomach for sleep, GAD disorder, anxiety, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for nerve pain, neuropathy headaches, Lunesta 1 milligram at night for sleep, Medigesic is provided for headaches, Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. MRI for cervical spine, lumbar spine was ordered to identify pathology without contrast. A back brace and a neck brace has been provided to the patient. Patient is also ordered non-pharmacological modalities, which is yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes, for panic and anxiety. Referred to fitness club is yes. Home exercise plan, yes. International pain procedures, none. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Case worker, yes. Past medical records are ordered release from the hospital extension. Investigations, MRI for cervical lumbar spine. DMEs are ordered for the neck brace and a back brace. Education, yes. Disability discuss follow-up visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.